الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, often in the Fajr Salah we will hear the recitation of Surah Al-Qiyamah. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this surah speaking about the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah is a reality. It is a day that everyone will have to encounter. And it is on the day of Qiyamah that a person will have to give hisab for every action of his. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be held accountable and we will have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we did, whatever we said, whatever we intended, whatever we planned, whichever direction we had taken. So not for a moment should any person think to himself that I can do whatever I want to do and when I want to do it and how I want to do it. We will be accountable on the day of Qiyamah for every single move we make in our lives. Towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a clear description of mawt and death. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ. Allah Ta'ala says, you think you can just live this life how you want to live it. You can just give preference to the worldly life. No, by no means. Remember the time, إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ, when your ruh will reach the collarbone. That is a phase that every person will have to undergo. The phase of death, every person, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul will taste death. Whoever you are, you can be the richest man, you can be the most educated person, you can be the most pious person, but that time will come when you will have to face the reality of maut. That is why we need to constantly make dua, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. O Allah, you give us barakah in death and make our death a mubarak and a blessed death. Make that time a blessed time. Make that place a mubarak and a blessed place. And bless us at the time of death to pass away with perfect and complete iman. So, kalla idha balagati taraqiya. Now, the ruh is coming out and it has reached the collarbone. And you can hear the person maybe making like a gurgling sound. And you know now he's on his way out. There's no medical intervention. There's no medication that can help. The doctors have completely failed. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. Then you will say, who is there to come and read. Get someone to come and read for this man. Maybe some benefit can be acquired by reading and reciting for him. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. And he is convinced that this is now the time for him to depart. It is the time for him to separate. It is the time for him to leave. That is that which will sever all our desires, all our lusts. It will separate a lover from his beloved. That is that which will take a person away. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. And the one shin is overlapping over the other shin. You know, in a restless state, the person so restless, he doesn't know what to do. The one shin is just overlapping over the other shin. Some explain it that the ruh is already taken out from the feet. So the shin has overlapped over the shin and he cannot even move it. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. Allah Ta'ala says, now is the journey and the drive to your Lord. Now you are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the reality only dawns over a person at this point. Then we understand the reality of this dunya at that time. You can bring the most expensive commodity and put it in front of him. He's not interested. He's not interested in anything because he understands that now I'm going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what will matter is my iman, what level of iman I had, and my a'mal, my good deeds that were acceptable. This is what is going with me now. It's not my wealth anymore. It's not my clothing. It's not my possessions. It's not my investments. Nothing. Now I am going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. Going back with nothing, empty handed. But what I am taking? I'm taking my iman. I'm taking my a'mal. I'm taking the Quran Sharif with me. I'm taking the zikr with me. Those moments that I spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those moments that I spent crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that is going with me. So as a believer, respected friends, we always need to keep this before us. Every day, think about that. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi was such a great khalifa and a ruler. But it is mentioned that every night he would gather scholars to speak to him. And what is the discussion? The whole discussion is about death. The whole discussion is about the akhirat. So don't try to run away from this. Unfortunately, many people, just the thought of death makes them frightened. But if for some reason you're finding it difficult to think about death, then think about Jannat. Think about the comforts of Jannat. Think about the luxuries of Jannat. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for us in Jannat. But then think to yourself, but I have to qualify for Jannat. I have to qualify. I have to preserve and protect my iman. I have to preserve and protect my good deeds. Then inshallah, there's hope for me to get Jannat. But if I'm not working towards that, I'm not making an effort towards that. How do I expect it just to happen? I have to make an effort. I have to try. I have to do my best. I have to exert myself. Use all the strength and ability and all the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with. I'm using it for Jannat and then I'm crying and I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me with Jannat. Now can you imagine for a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But a person, his whole life, he was a believer. He was born in a Muslim home. He was brought up in a Muslim home. He went to a proper madrasa. He learned the basics of deen. But towards the end of his life, if he goes off the track, remember the sirat-e-mustaqim, every day we make dua, in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, you guide us to the straight path. So the Sirat al-Mustaqim is the path that is taking you straight to Jannat. طَرِيقٌ مُؤَدِّنِ لِلْجَنَّةِ. The path that is going to Jannat. So there is a pathway, there is a road, there is a route. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us this route already. He came and he showed us this road. So this road is taking you to Jannah. So imagine a person is going to his destination and he's traveling for so long and is right near the destination, and then he takes one wrong turn. One wrong turn he takes and he's gone into the opposite direction. Wouldn't you feel sad about this? Isn't it a pitiable condition? Isn't it a sad state of affairs? Isn't it unfortunate for this person? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But the hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions that there will be people that will be one hand span away, or one cubit away from Jannah. They're just like so near, just maybe like half a meter away from Jannah. But then something will happen and this person will then go on the wrong line, and then he will become from the people of Jahannam. Like that, you'll find it happening the opposite way also. You'll find sometimes a person, his whole life, he lived as a non-Muslim, as a kafir, but just last few days of his life, last few hours of his life, something happened. Allah gave him tawfiq, Allah gave him hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the means for that person. And here he accepts iman, he accepts Islam. Islam will wipe out all the previous sins, everything is all wiped out. And with a clean sheet now, he's going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the salvation. So this is something that we need to always be afraid of. Ulama explain, we need to fear this. It's important to have that fear in our hearts. We must never be complacent. Don't ever let complacency have the better over you, where you think to yourself that definitely I'm going to go to Jannah. No, whoever you are, whatever you are, there were people that lived their lives as great saints, literally great saints. They had people flocking around them. They had people kissing their hands. People that were there at their beck and call. People calling them titles. But Allah protect us all. They passed away without iman. They left this dunya without iman. So it is a very frightening thing. And that is why we need to make this dua every day after every salah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. That, O Allah, don't allow our hearts to deviate after you gave us hidayat. Remember, this is what we have got now. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your iman is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're sitting here in the masjid. This is no achievement of ours. We cannot attribute anything to ourselves. The problem comes when we want to attribute things to ourselves. You know, this is me, this is my piety, this is the good deeds. But you are nothing. You can do nothing also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that hidayat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches that hidayat away, then we are finished. We are destroyed. We are heading to destruction. For one moment, if Allah ta'ala takes that hidayat away. So we need to make this dua frequently. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Respected friends, we need to learn these duas. Remember, when you got time and you're doing nothing, then don't waste your time on social media. Don't waste your time on the cell phone. It is now the time to read this dua, especially in these trying and difficult times. Remember, these times are very, very dark times. They are very trying times. They are very dangerous times. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already warned us that this fitna is before Qiyamah. In the morning a man will have iman, but the night he will lose his iman. Imagine, the morning the man got iman, whether he knows that he lost his iman or he doesn't know, he'll only realize that when he leaves this dunya. Because people just make statements all the time. They just say things. They utter things. They don't know the reality. They don't know what is. They don't have the full knowledge. But they're just making statements all the time. This statement, that's. You're always safer off remaining silent. If you don't have the proper knowledge, then the best thing for you to do is to remain silent and refer it to the person of knowledge. Someone is bringing a discussion up. I don't think we qualify to talk on this topic. Let's refer it to someone qualified. Like everything else, we do that. When it comes to the medical field, we will refer it to the experts. One doctor, if you go to him and that is not his expertise, he will refer you to another doctor. will tell you, sorry brother, this is not my field now. My expertise is in this. You can go to this other doctor. Now you need to go to the cardiologist, or you need to go to the surgeon, whoever, go to this person. So we need to learn this very important lesson. Stick to your field. If you're a businessman, speak about business. If you're an accountant, then you know your field of accounting. Stick to your field of accounting. Whatever you are, if you're a doctor, then stick to the medical field, because that's your expertise. In the dunya, you understand this very well. But when it comes to deen, why is it every person has to say something? Why is it every person has to have his opinion? You rather just keep quiet and refer it to the experts. So the people in the morning, they will have iman. In the morning they'll have iman. But during the course of that day, they will lose that iman. By the night, the person will not have iman. Sometimes, when the night sets in, the person has got iman. And by the morning, he lost his iman. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about all these difficult times coming and dangerous times coming. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before Dajjal comes, there will be years of great deception. There will be deception. You know, deception is something that can even sweep away intelligent people. It will even drop knowledgeable people, because that deception comes with that force. It's coming with that force that even sometimes a knowledgeable man, sometimes a learned man, but if he's not firm enough and he doesn't have that strong link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be blown away with that deception. So that is why, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said even, يُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ. The liar will be believed. The man who speaks lies, he will be speaking lies. He hates you with a passion. He's there to destroy you. He's your arch enemy. But deception, flowery language, he will put it forward in such a way, he will present it in such a way that the masses will believe what he's saying. The masses will believe it. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. The man that is truthful, that is telling you the truth, that wishes well for you, that is got an overwhelming feeling of goodness for you and your family, is trying to advise you, you will belie him. You will deny him. You'll say, no, this man doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's speaking. He's not in keeping with the times. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. A treacherous person, a deceptive person, he will be regarded as reliable. He's treacherous. He's deceptive. But the masses will regard him as reliable. وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. And the person who is honest, the person who is trustworthy, he will be regarded as deceptive. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained all this to us. Haq will become batil, batil will become haq. Right will become wrong, wrong will become right. There will be people there that's going to be giving some fancy explanations, some flowery language, somehow or the other. They're going to blow you away. But that is when now, first of all, we need to identify who are the Rijalullah. Remember, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept two means for hidayat, two mediums for hidayat. One is the Kitabullah, and the second is the Rijalullah. Remember this always, in any instance, any situation, there's two means for hidayat. How, as a layman, how do I get some sort of direction? How do I get some line when things are so confusing? It will be confusing. Because if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned you about it, this is not going to be a small thing. This is going to be a major thing. The whole media will be on one side. The social media will be on one side. As though the whole dunya is going in one direction. And then you're thinking, now what do I do now? Do I just also follow the flock and go with them? Or what do I do? So one is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. Remember, respected friends, all of us to some extent, including myself, we are guilty of not taking maximum benefit from the Quran Sharif. We don't really have that zeal to understand the Quran, to practice on the Quran, to recite the Quran. Even that recitation, you know, that recitation of the Quran Sharif, what blessings that will bring. But recite it as you ought to recite it. Relish it, enjoy it, one word, one verse at a time. Read it pondering over the meaning. If you look at the pious predecessors, you'll find sometimes one person reading one ayat. He started after Isha, right till Fajr time, he's reading that same ayat, repeating it over and over again. Sometimes pious people, they're reading one ayat, then they're passing out. They're falling unconscious. Then again, they gain consciousness. Again, they start reading. Again, they fall unconscious. Read the stories of the pious people. Look at the link they had with the Quran Sharif. How many people do this in this day and time? How many people read one ayat and think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me in this ayat here. So that link with the Quran Sharif, we have to strengthen it. There is no way out. You have to strengthen if you want hidayat and you want guidance. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah ta'ala is telling you there's a hidayat. Surah Fatiha, you're making dua. You're asking Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Every namaz you're reading, you're making dua. Allah give us hidayat. There's the Kitabullah. There is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read it, enjoy it, relish it. You know, read it at times when everyone is fast asleep. Wake up in the early parts of the morning. Look at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Tahajjud time, like a normal practice. Sahaba reciting Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is passing by the homes of Sahaba at night. He says, I don't know where they stay. I don't know exactly where their homes are. But I identify their homes by their voices. Okay, this is the voice of this Sahabi. This is the voice of that Sahabi. Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu is reciting Quran Sharif at night. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening attentively to his recitation. And he tells him, لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مِزْمَارًا مِّمْ مَزَامِيرِ عَلِي دَاوُدِ. Oh Abu Musa Ashari, Allah blessed you with a beautiful voice, like the beautiful voice of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, it is known when he would read the Zabur, 70 different tunes. He would recite the Zaburin. He would cry. Everyone around him would cry. That Quran needs to move our hearts. That Quran needs to bring tears into our eyes. That Quran needs to bring a revolution in our lives. It's not just a superficial. It's not there for you to quote. It's not there for you to impress. It's not there for you to show anyone. It's there for your own reformation. And the second thing, respected friends, is the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, you have to identify who are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time does not permit us now to go into details. But if you look in the Quran Sharif itself, Allah ta'ala is saying, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. They got no interest in worldly gain. They are not materialistic minded people. They don't want any position. They don't want name. They don't want fame. And they themselves are guided. They themselves got direction. You will see their guidance in their salah. You will see it in their dealings. You will see it in their character. So they themselves have got direction. So those are the people now that you need to hold firm onto. You need to follow these people. As I mentioned, these are difficult, trying times. Some years ago, before COVID, once I was in Makkah Mukarramah, and I seen something that I would never expected to have seen. In front of the Kaaba, Jummah day, the month of Ramadan, one youngster got his phone and he's watching a movie. And he's got it loud. In front of everyone. People are looking at him, and I'm seeing like the Arabs around there, because there's some very pious people also. They're looking at him, but no one has the courage to even stop the person. Why? Because sometimes if you go to stop a person like this, he will justify what he's doing. He will try to legitimize. He'll find a fatwa from somewhere to tell you that he's doing nothing wrong. This is the situation now, Makkah Mukarramah, in front of the Kaaba. That's the condition. And recently, in Madinah Munawwara, right next to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person took out his phone, and whether he was watching a movie or he was listening to a song, Loud, not even like a soft volume, or the person got some earphones or something. Person, here is the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this time, I didn't have the, you know, the such thought. What the person must have been from India or Pakistan, wherever it was. And I told him, you know, stop that thing. But what his response to me is, have sabr, bye, I'm just finishing off now. Have sabr. He's telling you to have sabr. You're in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You spend so much of money to come here. You take your phone out. And this is what, this is the condition, respected friends. This is the condition of the ummah. This is where we are going. People are losing their morals. People are losing their deen. People are losing their chastity. People are losing their modesty, their shame. It is shocking what is happening. It's just that this is not the platform for me to tell you what is happening in the outside world. But perhaps many of us also do understand this. So what do we do in this condition? Hold firm onto the Quran Sharif. Obviously the Quran is also teaching you about the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah, and hold firm onto the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because that's the only now, that's the only cause that we have got. That is our protection. Otherwise, we all will go in the same direction. Allah protect us. We cannot look down at anyone. We cannot despise anyone. If it wasn't to Allah's tawfiq, we would have been in a similar position. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us. But we need to hold firm onto the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will conclude with one incident. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi. In fact, for us to speak about Sheikh Saadi, we'll need another session. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this man with great wisdom and knowledge. And very pious, he was a saint of his time. He gives, you know, small stories, simple stories. And then he takes out some very, very profound lessons from those stories. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi says, I was once walking with my father, we were going somewhere. So naturally, small child, he holds the hand of his father. So I'm holding the hand of my father. Eventually we came to the marketplace. We were passing by the marketplace. So I saw someone doing some tricks with the monkey. So Sheikh Saadi got very interested. Small child now. He's seeing these different tricks with the monkey. In that he left the hand of his father. And he's watching this whole show that is happening. And all these different tricks. And then after a little while he realized that his father is not there anymore. So natural instinct now, the child starts crying. I started crying profusely now. Where's my father? I don't know, these are all strangers here. Will I find him? Won't find him. In the meanwhile, the father also walks some distance. And then he realized, he asked the people around him, where's this boy? This boy is missing. So he said, let's go back and look for him. That means he got lost somewhere along the way. So when the father came back, he sees Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi is crying. So father found this an ideal opportunity. You know, moral training is the responsibility of every father. Remember that. And where you got an opportunity to instill a lesson into the life of your child, grab that opportunity. And use that opportunity to give him that lesson. Because often in life, he will remember that lesson. Remember Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi. Remember the lesson now. Hundreds of years has passed and we're still imparting the same lesson. So the father tapped him on his head. And he said, oh foolish lad, oh foolish young boy, this is the example of the people who leave the hands of the Ahlullah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you live your life like how we're living now, independent mindset, I can make my own decisions, I can do my own thing, eventually you will end up crying. He's telling him, like how are you crying now? You left my hands. You left the hands of your father. When you leave the hands of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will end up crying. Sometimes you will cry in this dunya, and respected friends, this is another thing. There's so many examples I can give you all the time. People are phoning, they're crying. People, they don't know what to do anymore. I made a mistake in my life. I never listened to my father. I never listened to this person. I never listened to my sheikh. I thought I knew more than them. Now I fell in a problem. And Allah protect, let it not be that maybe we don't cry in this dunya because Allah gives us a spite and we cry in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.